Coming under rocket fire simply is not the same thing as being hard hit or bombed out or anything else. I don't know why the... Well, we know why the newspapers do it. But rocket fire isn't... Don't misunderstand me. I would go to a bunker, and I certainly wouldn't want to sit out there. But for them to give out the information that it's hard hit is, as I said, a gross exaggeration. 2-4 was hard hit when it was nearly annihilated back in May. In the Astral Valley, they were hard hit, but Da Nang has not been hard hit. Speaking of Da Nang, I got there again yesterday. Of course, I was delighted. I had the day off, but I had been up until 5 o'clock in the morning, so even though the spirit was willing, the flesh was indeed weak, and I had to go to bed. So I went to bed and woke up about 10:30 and got the 11:45 boat, and Kathy came with me. Of course, we had a couple of male escorts, as the rule provides. And we really didn't have any time to do anything. We were going to the Air Armed Forces Exchange, but didn't get there. We got into, the boat was a little bit late, and we got into White Elephant Landing and got a shuttle bus out to the Stone Elephant, which, as you recall, I explained it before, is an officer's club, the only air-conditioned one in all of Da Nang. And we're going to have lunch and then go on up to the Air Force Exchange and then come back and maybe have a drink or two. But as luck would have it, yeah, just a second.
Head.
Well, Kath came in. She has a duty, but came in at lunchtime, so, I mean at dinner time. So I didn't get, I stopped the tape for a few minutes, you know, and then went down to eat myself. And I just came on back. I was supposed to have Spanish tonight, but Commander Buckley has an awfully bad cold. I don't know whether he's going to feel like having a class or not. I'll have to talk to him about it. I think perhaps he shouldn't, because he really does sound terrible. I don't know where he got it. So there must have been some of it brought on board. Anyhow, as I was telling you, I went into a... We got a ride... Right to the Stone Elephant and went for lunch. Now, they don't have anything elaborate for lunch like you'd have back home, but they have cheeseburgers and chili and tuna fish salad sandwiches and all. So I had a chili, bowl of chili, and I ordered a tuna fish salad sandwich, but unfortunately they were out of it. So I had a big bowl of chili, which was pretty good. It was much better than the first time I'd had it. You know, you get cravings for things that you never have or you don't get very often out here. So I really enjoyed it. And it was, because it was quite hot outside. Believe me, we were dying of the heat. And here it is today, so cold. But we went in and sat down and had a couple of drinks. And by that time, it was really too late to go over to the Air Force Exchange, and I didn't have much energy anyway. So we had to get the 5 o'clock boat back. So we just went ahead and got a... shuttle bus, which is kind of a pickup truck arrangement, back down to White Elephant Landing, and right near there is the transient officers' quarters. It's about the closest you can come to walking through the streets of Da Nang. So I walked down the streets, we walked over to the TOQ, and upstairs they have a club, but and it's not air-conditioned, but it's all opened up with screens and all, and we got a pretty good view of the area, the city. I would like to go through the city sometime. But I'd rather doubt that I'll ever get the opportunity. I don't think that in my time we'll be allowed to go wandering through the cities. But I noticed as we were driving by that in some areas in the yards they had Volkswagens, parked Volkswagens, things like that. And I would have liked to have seen what they were really like. And of course they have all the open little stalls that's so typical of Far Eastern cities. And... we had, across the street from the TOQ was a place that sold marble. I really wanted to buy a piece of marble. Don't get panicky, not a great big piece. I wanted to buy a marble carving. There's a place out here called Marble Mountain. We've gone past it a couple of times. And it's sort of, you hear about it in the war news and all. I think there are a lot of monks that live, Buddhist monks that live up there in the caves and tunnels, and I think they... try to run them out or something like that one day not so long ago or months not so long ago, the VC did. But otherwise, they use this marble and they carve all kinds of things, all kinds of oriental type gods and all. which I really don't find very attractive. But they do also carve elephants, and I wanted to buy a stone elephant and a marble elephant. But they didn't have any. Or they did have them, but I had MPCs, which is the... it's American money. It's not greenbacks. We're not allowed to carry greenbacks. And even the MPCs, they can black market. So the fellow said, no, that really I shouldn't give them the money. I didn't have any Vietnamese piastres, and it's, we're not supposed to buy from their economy, so I didn't do it. Besides, I didn't see an elephant I liked, but they really wouldn't let me either. So I can't say, as far as shopping is concerned, that my trip was worth anything, because it wasn't. Apparently some of the exchanges have some small type of Vietnamese gift shops that sell some Vietnamese items. It would be nice to have something from Vietnam. However, I'm not so crazy about getting it that I would have to, you know, black market things or anything like that, buy black market things. So anyhow, we got to 5 o'clock boat back, and while we were waiting, one of the new nurses was also waiting there, a girl by the name of Kay Hanlon. And we saw her with a man that looked very similar to her, looked like her, and it wasn't it her father, who was a CB chief over at NSA. I thought, gee, it must be an awful worry for that girl's mother, both her husband and her daughter over here. But at least it's nice that they're close enough together they can see one another. And he had taken up to Monkey Mountain, and not to be confused with Marble Mountain. And she was all excited, you know, because she was happy to have seen him. And I know she was delighted to have seen him and all. I think it was just great that she had the opportunity. I told you we have another one whose brother is a Marine pilot stationed out here, Myra Halcombe. She's leaving the ship in Subic. Her brother has still several months to do, though. And his airplane's been hit 3 times, and I, you know, it's awfully hard, I think, to have someone over there. You know, if there's one member of the family over here, you don't have to come over. The other member of the family doesn't have, I guess it's a father and son. There are a lot of men on the ships, there's several men on the ship that are staying over here and extending so that their sons who are in the Army or who are being drafted won't have to come. And truly, I can't say that I blame them very much, because I myself feel, although I'm sure that you would not agree with me, that rather than see Johnny come over here, I would come back another time, because that doesn't go for that. They aren't concerned about the aunt and the nephews, but I mean it, I would come back another time rather than let John come over, although a year over here is long enough, and I know a lot of people do extend, but I'm not going to be one of them. They don't let the nurses extend anyway. They rotate them as fast as they can, as soon as their year is up. Now, before I forget it, I wanted to ask your mom another errand. I suppose every time you get a tape and you have another errand, you're about ready to kill me. I was wondering, though, if you could possibly get me some Advent calendars. You know the kind I mean. About 11 of them. And put them in a package and mail them to me so I can get them mailed out in November. You're thinking, well, you're over there, you don't have to worry about that. But I would like to, because I've done it for so many years that I hate to miss a year. So if you would, I'd appreciate it. Send me the Advent calendars. I don't know where you can get them. Maybe that Christmas shop, but don't spend a lot of money for them, 35 cents or 50 cents, and as I said, and of course I'll send the money to you. In fact, I'll probably put it in the check with the other stuff. I'm feeling well. I have no complaints. I don't even have a cold, to tell you the truth. It is cold on the ship today. Everyone has a sweater, including myself, and there is so much seasickness around today. I hadn't realized that it was that bad. The weather was that bad. At least I hadn't thought it was. I had thought maybe it was a little, we had slight roll, but one of the girls at dinner was saying how sick she had been and that she felt she had to eat something. So I guess that maybe it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. Let's see. Oh, I enjoyed hearing Chrissy and Cynthia on the tape, and also, of course, Donald's a bit, too. And I got a kick out of listening to them. And as I said, I got a long letter from Phyllis, and in fact, she sent me pictures of the children. And who else have I heard from? Oh, that's all, I guess. But I'm pretty well caught up in my correspondence. I have some more pictures to send you, which I will. soon as the mood strikes me. I sent you either one or two boxes more. Can't remember that either. But be sure that you open them up and check to see what's in there. And if it's not wrapped, it's explained. As I said, I wouldn't wrap the dolls for the girls because I thought you might like to see what they look like. Oh, I just got a tape from the Marriotts, too, although I haven't listened to it yet. I suppose I'll listen to that tomorrow if I'm not real busy. I have the duty tomorrow. And if I'm not that busy, I'll sit and listen to it. They've moved, and of course he's going to school full-time at Columbia to get a master's in business, I guess. Our room looks much brighter now that it's painted. I must say that I'm happy with it looking as bright as it does. We still haven't heard what time off we're going to have in Manila, and everybody's a little bit annoyed, including myself. I really think this is quite inconsiderate, because anybody who wanted to rent a car would have to let them know much in advance. But we're quite lucky, because one of the men who has rented a car for weeks said that he was going to Manila. It didn't make any difference when. He'd be happy to drive us up. And that's about a three-hour drive or so. And of course, I'm pleased about that, because then I didn't have to worry about getting a car like we did the last two times. So Kath and I are going to go together, we hope. But you always bump into people from the ship there anyway and end up by going out to dinner with them and all. But you know, sometimes you have enough of them on the ship. It's just that you'd like to be with alone or with somebody else. But the wind is really blowing quite hard. And the rain is hitting against the porthole quite a bit. And it sounds like a real northeaster instead of a South China Sea shower. I hope Monsignor Lane is feeling better. As I said, I will most assuredly get out that note to Sister Mary Albert today. I don't know that she'll get it in time, but I'll get it out to her. And I won't say very much except congratulations, because I really don't have time to do a whole lot of writing. Well, it looks like it's almost near the end of this tape. So I guess I'll just let it run out and say goodbye for now and make a tape as soon as you have a chance.